Good morning, everybody. This is Judith. I hope you're listening to Mad Love. Let's get into it. I miss football. But anyway, so we had a pretty good weekend dementia-wise. Pretty quiet, actually. You know, she tried to start yelling at me for a little bit yesterday, but I yelled at her first in that kind of weird, crazy way, and she just looked at me like... this is what we doing, but she stopped, and so I was like, stop yelling. And then I realized, you know, sometimes I think she's yelling because she's afraid, but really I think it's just a temper tantrum. So I just cut it off at the pass. And sorry, I'm trying to move things on my desk. We had a pretty quiet weekend. I did write another article for LinkedIn. It's super important, guys. I don't think people realize how much dementia care, memory care, nursing homes, skilled nursing, independent living, assisted living. I don't think people know how much this stuff costs. If you want to read the articles, they're under my name, Judith A. Culp, on LinkedIn. Look them up, share them. People have absolutely no idea how much this stuff costs. And we're getting towards, you know, another year. So if your mom or dad is 78, this year they're going to be 79. Like, we're just ticking closer to these very, very important things. And we need to know what to expect. If you know right out the gate that you're not going to have $7,000 a month to help or to pay for care, because memory care can go from $5,000 to $7,000. It depends on the where you live, of course, and how much the institution charges for additional things. You know, and I was talking to the social worker that hospice has assigned to me yesterday, and you know, if your person is violent and you know, sort of difficult to place, like my mom, you know, you might not get a place with Medicaid. To be honest with you, a placement might not be something that they would agree to do. You know, some of these places only want you if you're in a vegetative state, I guess. You know, it's sad. It really is sad, and it makes me so angry. You know, I've gone over this so many times on this podcast because my father got diagnosed in 1996. There have been no real advancements from his diagnosis in 96 to my mom's diagnosis in 2020. That's ridiculous. And they'll tell you, oh, there's so much support and there's some pills. There's one pill out now they think works. They don't. There's nothing that works. I'm sorry. It's not. And just because it works for one person maybe doesn't mean it's going to work for your mom. Because I had a coworker who swore up and down, oh, yeah, that Aricept, that worked for my mom. Did it? Because it seems like y'all couldn't wait to put her somewhere. You know, it's like this stuff doesn't work. Ask any good neurologist, they'll tell you. They're just throwing up stuff up against the wall to see if it'll calm your person down. Most of the stuff is antipsychotics. So it's just, it's really, really challenging. And I think, you know, it's just frustrating. And I think a lot of people are going to get more frustrated when they realize there's not shit out here. And you're going to be at home figuring out how to make it work just like everybody else has had to do. And hopefully you'll have an employer who understands or you're self-employed. That's my plan. I think that's the best advice I'd give anybody. Become self-employed and get rich as fuck. Because as long as you work for somebody else, you're going to have a salary cap. They'll never value your time as much as you value your time. So, you know, if you want to buy a plumbing business and manage that, because plumbers are going to be making all the money. People don't understand, like, people who do plumbing, people who do HVAC, folks aren't going to be buying new shit for a long time. If you're rich, of course, you're going to do whatever you want. You're going to buy new houses. You're going to buy new cars. Yeah, but that's not the majority of the people. That's the 1%, right? The 99% are about to hunker down because winter is here. things are overpriced with all this inflation, and the economy is not going to stagnate, I don't think, because of so many people and so many of these things have become required. You know, you need a car, you need a house, you need, but you don't need to buy new every time, right? So I think people are going to hunker down and make the most of what they have. So you're going to see more plumbers, more HVAC people. People are going to be coming in and out of your house fixing things. You may put a room addition on. You may get concrete work done. You know, it's going to be a bunch of services available to people who may have money to do that, but they don't have money to, you know, buy a new $500,000 house. So it's going to be interesting. And a lot of people who are alive today have never really been hit in the mouth. And, you know, I have. I've lived through a lot of bad economies, both personal bad economies and in the world. So, you know, those skills are good to have. And it helps you manage your expectations. And I think that's where we are in America right now, is we need to really manage our expectations. Things are changing. People are changing on an energetic plane, even. I think that's why all these people are getting exposed and getting sued, because we're finding out, oh, okay, you're not a good person, and you've been out here doing some terrible shit. And I think that's going to be something we see over and over and over again. It's going to be a theme. You know, people are getting caught doing terrible things. And like I told you last year, believe what you see and hear about people. We don't know these people. And some of them, it's like, I don't know what you've been doing. So I can't defend you because I don't know you. So I didn't buy, or I'm not all that interested in Beyonce country. I guess the next step is a Christmas record. I don't know what's going on with this young lady. I feel like she is on the verge of like a nervous breakdown or something. How can someone work at this level and never take a break? We've never had a significant break from Beyonce. Even when she had kids, she ain't really take a extended break. She's not like Sade. Sade would be like, here's a record. I'll wait 20 years to release another one. Sade. I love Sade, by the way. Beyonce saturates the market. I mean, I might think she is a clone at this point. Like, how is she doing all this work? And then I have a very serious question. For someone who we've never seen her real hair, how does she have a hair care product? A hair care line? I don't understand that. Beyonce's weaves sell for thousands of dollars. I don't understand how you're making a hair care line. I don't know. But country people seem to be enjoying the music, and that's great. But I'm tired of Beyonce. I really am. There was a stretch when I asked, why can't she go on vacation? This was probably when she was doing commercials for DirecTV. Let me upgrade you. And I'm like, why is she up here doing, like, take a break? And then she really didn't, and she's never really taken a break. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with her. I hope that she's okay, but let's be honest, at this point, she might not be a normal person anymore. This long in the spotlight, under serious scrutiny, married to who seems like a control freak. I don't know. I don't know what's going on there at all. I don't know Jay. I don't know anybody really who knows him. I don't know anything. I know he's my age, though. And I don't know. I think he presents one way, but his energy is something else. So, good luck. But I think a little break from Beyonce would be great. But I may be the only one who feels that way. But I also think she needs a break. I thought she was tired on some of the show dates. I looked at the video on YouTube. I'm like, man, she looks wiped. So I hope this is not a situation where she has to keep working to pay all these people. You know, like Amy Winehouse. So when you watch the Amy Winehouse documentary, which is the best documentary I've ever seen, it's called Amy. If you can find it, you should watch it. It's very good. But Amy's family, she was supporting Whitney Houston. If you watch any of those documentaries, you get the impression like she was supporting all of her entire family. Everybody worked for her. And so there isn't a motive to be like, hey, girl, take a break, you know, get some rest. They just keep putting them, you know, propping them up and sending them back out there. And so I have to think that it just feels like that. I mean, I don't know why, but Beyonce Inc. is not letting her rest. And she's just pushing and pushing and pushing. And I don't know. It just doesn't seem healthy. That's it. She doesn't seem like she's in a healthy space. All right, people, hate the J-Lo movie that she financed herself. I don't have any desire to watch that. People hate the new Tyler Perry, Mea Culpa. Kind of sad my last name is in that. I'll say this. I've always respected his ability to build a business. Like, he can wake up and say, you know what, I'm about to make this documentary about peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And, like, he can go do that. I admire that. I admire that. We don't like to tell the same type of stories. So, I'm not a big Tyler Perry fan because there are things that he likes to write about that I'm not interested in. But, you know, it's not shocking to me that people didn't enjoy this or didn't find the performances top notch or the script wasn't that great. I mean, I'm a big fan of going to film school, having a great screenwriting professor, you know, and, I mean, I have that, but I don't have the film career that he has. So I guess, I don't know. Depends on what you value. But people did not care for that movie. People are worried about Wendy Williams. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know what's going on with her, but I do not believe any of the stuff they're telling us that's wrong with her is what's actually wrong with her. I don't believe that. I know people who have had alcohol issues, like to the point where they can't function during the day without alcohol. Like, it's in their water container like water, but it's not. I understand that, but I still in my gut feel like somebody dosed Wendy. I feel like somebody finally got to her and poisoned her. I honestly, that is my gut feeling about it. She has a lot of dirt on a lot of people, and people have been trying to keep it under wraps, especially the Puffy stuff. Like, she was talking about Puffy being gay 20 years ago, and she had, you know, what she thought was proof. People sent her pictures and videos and stuff. And I'll say this, there's one thing she can't be right now is a witness. So you tell me if she was poisoned or somebody did something to her. I've seen dementia. I've seen it up close for years. It seems very, very rapid. And then there's all this propaganda around her. I don't understand. She had a controversial career. She made a lot of people angry. And she knew a lot. And I just have a hard time believing. I just don't believe it. I don't. I believe that something happened to her. And it's made her have this advanced illness. And it's made her drink. And it's made her do all this stuff. I don't believe she had all these problems prior. I think, and I've seen people drink plenty and keep their mind. She's not that old. I don't know. I don't believe that. So anyway, I've often said that I think the number one problem in the world is that people are full of shit. And it's true. I still think that. You know, you got all these people who never do what they say they're going to do. You know, or they're super busy, but they never get anything done. You know, if you want to be productive and effective in this life, you have got to be impeccable. Somebody was asking me, you know, well, that's, you know, Fannie Willis, that's the reason why no one's gonna want to be in public office. No one can stand the scrutiny. I'm like, well, if you're going to point fingers at people and you're going to take this grand stand, then you need to be impeccable. That's just the way the world is. I mean, think about it. The ultimate example is you had Bill Cosby fucking blasting people for years, just going off, you know, calling people ignorant, pull up your pants, don't nobody want to listen to you, you can't use English, you don't know what, he was really, really morally superior, and he was out here raping people for like 50 years. You know, you gotta be impeccable. If you gonna, you know, point fingers, then you most assuredly need to be impeccable. You need to not talk shit about nobody when you done raped 1 million folks. And I'm telling you, that Vice is airing the A&E docuseries, The Secrets of the Playboy Mansion. Listen, the whole series was disturbing. I watched it, and in a lens of 2020, whenever that came out, I want to say 2022 or 2023, but with a modern lens, you look at something like Playboy and you think, of course they were getting raped in the, you know, Playboy Mansion. Of course men came there and abused women and hurt them and harmed them. Of course that happened. But in the 60s, they framed it as like, we are doing women's empowerment by letting them show their vaginas and their boobs. We're empowering women, which is preposterous. And the magazine was run by a man, and he couldn't care less about women. And he's, you know, giving them all kinds of pills so they will, you know, fall asleep so he can have sex with them. I mean, Cosby got the Quaalude idea from Hefner. And they both were socially awkward with women, both kind of hated women. Have you understood? Or have you ever noticed that there are men out there who have sex with women, but they hate women? They hate the nature of a woman. They don't like how we think. They're not interested in what we have to say. They want to subjugate and own women, and they do that through sex. That is a real issue. It's a real problem. Hugh Hefner had it. Bill Cosby has it. You know, and the list goes on. There are men who hate women, and they'll tell you up and down how much they love women, but they don't. That's not love. And so it's very, very frustrating. Like I said, don't be pointing fingers if you're not going to be impeccable. I don't have any problem with people delving into folks' lives, you know, unless somebody's making something up. But, you know, you're entitled to a private life, I guess, but you cannot have the whiff of impropriety. You know, you just can't. You need to be like Elliot Ness in The Untouchables. I don't know if the real Elliot Ness was that pristine, but the Kevin Costner version was. You know, you need to be uncorruptible. You need to not have no shit in your background that can be used against you. You need to be impeccable. And black impeccability is really struggling because people don't want to put that extra effort in, it doesn't seem. Just be impeccable. Keep your word. Do what you say you're going to do. Be honest. Don't pretend to be honest. Be honest. Don't pretend to be a good person. Actually, be a good person. That's another big issue with the world. There are so many people out here who would rather be perceived as a good person than actually be a good person. So what I mean by that is they're doing a million things to make it seem like they're good, but it's only because they're doing their dirt and hiding their hand and sneaking around and being a piece of shit in private. I'm telling you, this is a very interesting time to be alive. It really is. So anyway, that's my take on today. It is February 27th. My God, today. We are rolling through the year already. Doesn't it feel like we just said Happy New Year? It's already March. And Easter's going to be at the end of March. Wow. Time is flying. All right, everybody. Do not waste a day. Do not waste any time. You have a mission you came here to fulfill, and that's between you and God. Don't waste a minute of it. That's my advice today and every day. Take care of yourselves. Be your best.